Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tes Zayin. We left off on daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. We're about Freilich and Purim, everybody. We left off the day of Kabbalah Satorah, Kimu Kiblu. So today is the day of Kabbalah Satorah Shabal Peh. So let's be Mekabel the Torah Shabal Peh appropriately. So 10 lines from the bottom of the page. Ein Dunin. I believe that's what we're up to. Yeah, Ein Dunin. So we're talking about Ein Dunin as a Shevet. The Mishnah then moved on to the those issues that didn't only require a Bezin Shal Gimel or a Bezin Shal Chaf Gimel, but required the Sanhedrin HaGadol of 71 judges. So in order to judge a Shevet, you needed the Sanhedrin. So, frak the Gemara, the obvious kasha, hai shevet echatel b'mai. What did the shevet do? What's going on with the shevet that we need a bezin shal ayin aleph in order to judge the shevet? Ilem a shevet shechilas a Shabbos. If you want to say that we're talking about a shevet that was mechal Shabbos, emor de palig rachmana ben yichidim l'mruben l'nin avodz kachavim b'shar mitzvos mi palig. Where do we ever find the distinction between when a yachid does an avera versus when a large group of people do an avera? That's only when it comes to avodah zarah. We have a din of a yachid that's over avodah zarah, and then an entirely separate din of an ir hanidachas when a whole city violates avodah zarah. But we don't find that by any other avera, that by keeping Shabbos or by eating chazer or anything else, that there's any difference between a yachid and a rabbin that violates the avera. If an entire city is mechal Shabbos, each one is going to be done in a regular Sanhedrin shel chav gimel based for their particular avera. It has nothing to do with everybody else's avera. So it can't be that we're talking about a shevet that was mechal Shabbos. Ela b'shevet shahudach. It has to be talking about avodah zarah. The meimer the bedina the rabbim daninonle. But wait a second. Do we really take a shevet, an entire shevet, that violated avodah zarah, and treat them like an ir hanidachas? Keman lo k'rabbi Yoshiah v'lo k'rabbi Yonasan. That would be against every known shita that we have about what, how many people have to be involved in order for a group to become an ir hanidachas. Titania, because we have a brisa. Ad kama osin ir hanidachas, how many people violate an avera, violate avodah zarah, to make it that it's not a din of yechidim, but that it actually becomes an ir hanidachas? Miyud viad kuf, divir Rabbi Yoshiah. Rabbi Yoshiah says between 10 and 100 people would be an ir hanidachas. If you look at the bottom Rashi, me'asara viad me'a, batzir me'asara lo mikri ir, less than 10 people simply wouldn't be called an ir, it's not enough people. And more than 100 people goes beyond an ear and becomes a tzibur. And by a tzibur, it never says anything about an ear, about being a tzibur hanidachas. There's only such a din of an ear hanidachas. So a tzibur that becomes a tzibur hanidachas, it doesn't say anything about saif. Everyone is nidon b'fnei atzmo. Everyone has their own day in court as individuals, and they're going to be chayv skila for what they did. There are such laws like that, I think, in Israel, to go from a village to other, you know, there are like different levels of how many people you need to have in order to be considered different levels of a municipality, a city, whatever it might be. So Rabbi Yonason says mikuf ad rubo shel shevet, anywhere between 100. He says no, the minimum is 100, not the maximum. The minimum is 100 in order to be an ir hanidachas. Ad rubo shel shevet, once you hit more than the majority of a shevet, though, then you're beyond ir status. That's already way too big. That's considered to be more than would be eligible to be an ir hanidachas. So you see, v'afil Rabbi Yonason lo kamer al rubo, aval kulo lo. Even Rabbi Yonason only says up until rubo shel shevet, but everyone agrees, both Tanaim quoted in the Brisa agree, that if the entire shevet violates avodah zarah, they do not have a din of an ir hanidachas. Mele, they do not have a din of a Sanhedrin HaGadol shoshav mechad. So we're back to square one. What's the case of a shevet that did something that requires a bezin shoshav mechad? So Amar Rav Masna, hacha bin nasi shevet shechat askin. And over here we're talking about a case where the nasi of the shevet did an avera. Milo Amar Avad Barava kol adavar hagadol yaviu elecha Dvarav Shel Gadol, that Yisro tells Moshe Rabbeinu, let all the Dvar HaGadol come to you. And Moshe Rabbeinu represents the Sanhedrin HaGadol at this point. And we darshan Dvarav Shel Gadol, that the Dvarav Shel Gadol should come to Moshe Rabbeinu, not only matters involving not only big matters, but matters involving big people. And the Nasi Shevet is a big person. Hainami Gadol, who the Nasi Shevet counts as a Gadol in this regard. We're going to see the Kohen Gadol also counts as a Gadol in this regard. The Melech also counts as a Gadol in this regard. But even the Nasi Shevet is Gadol enough for this, for requiring the Beis Din Shel Shuvim Ve'Echad when he does any Avera, whatever the Avera might be. Not any Avera, Rashi limits it. Rashi says, Benasi Shev Shechata Uba Achas Mikol Misos Beis Din. When he does any Avera that for which he might be Chayav Misa, that has to be brought to the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Ula Amar, Reb Lazar, Bibana Liske Nachlos Ukitchilas Shel Yisrael. He says, no. When we talk about using the Sanhedrin HaGadol for a Shevet, we're talking about dividing up nachlos, working through issues of Yerusha, of inheritance. And it has to be done the same way Eretz Yisrael was originally divided. Matchilas ha-shivim ve'echad, afkan shivim ve'echad. Just like Eretz Yisrael was originally divided using the Sanhedrin HaGadol of 71 judges, over here as well we use the Sanhedrin HaGadol of 71 judges. Frak the Gemara, oh yeah, if we have to mimic exactly the way it was originally divided up, so you're going to have a box, and you're going to have the Urim V'tumim with the raffles, and the, you know, they pick out that this Shevet's a name from one box, and the piece of land that the Shevet's getting from the other box. So every time there's any dispute over Nachlos, they should do the same thing. They should do the whole entire procedure with the Klapi Urim V'tumim. We don't even have an Urim V'tumim. What are we talking about? You're going to have a Sanhedrin Gadol Shel Shum Ve'Echad. For that reason, you're going to require everything else. Also, and that's impossible. El mechavarta kid Rav Masna. So you have to say, like Rav Masna said originally, that we're talking about a nasi shevet shechata. That when it's a nasi shevet that violates an avera for which he might be chayiv misa, that's when we're saying you need the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Ravina Amar li olam b'shevet shuhudach. Now let's go back to what we said before Rav Masna, that it's a shevet shuhudach, that we're talking about a shevet that violated avodah zarah. Aye, but we rejected that because of the kakashalach bedina de rabim dainin. So we reject that because we said, wait a second, it doesn't have the status of a full Ir Nidachas because it's too big, so it doesn't have the status of an Ir Nidachas. In that, there's no Sayyaf, there's Skila instead. So the Gemara says, no. Well, all we're saying when we say that Beidina Darabim Daninalei is that all we meant when we said that he's treated like a Yachid is that we kill him like a Yachid. He gets the din of a Yachid, but which Beis Din handles his din? The Sanhedrin HaGadol is still going to handle his din. Not his din, their din. The din of the Rabbim, this entire Shevet that did an Avera. So it still could fit in with the rules of Yer Nidachas. Milo Amar B'cham Rabbi Yossi Amar B'Hoshi Avot Seisa Es Ha'ish Ha'hu O Es Ha'isha Ha'hiv V'gomer. What are you darshan from that pasuk? Ish v'isha atamotzi l'sha arecha v'atamotzi kali irkula l'sha arecha. That if you have to bring an individual man, an individual woman, to the gate of your city to be mechayev the misa, to the gate of your city to judge them, because that's where sha arecha means the Beis Din Shabbat sha arecha, the Sanhedrin Ketana b'chali irvir b'chal pelech u'pelech is at the shar of the city. So you take an individual to don them at the shar of the city. You do not take an entire city out to the shar of the city. Who's going to take care of a judgment that involves the entire city? That goes to the Beis Din HaGadol. So, Achanami, ish v'isha atamotzi l'sharecha v'atamotzi kol ha-shevet kulu l'sharecha. Just like you can't take an entire city to be done in the Beis Din, so too, you, in the local Beis Din, so too you can't take an entire Shevet to be down in the local Beis Din. They have to go to the Sanhedrin HaGadol of Shivim Ve'echad. Fine. The Mishnah went on to say, Lois Navi HaShekar. We also only judge a Navi Sheker in the Sanhedrin HaGadol Shel Shivim Ve'echad. Says the Gemara Minani Mili, what's the source for saying that you only judge the Navi Sheker in the Beis Din HaGadol Shel Shivim Ve'echad? Om Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Asya hazada hazada mi zaken mamre. We darshan gzeir shava hazada hazada from zaken mamre. Just like we know zaken mamre requires shivim ve'echad, so too navi sheker. Malalam shivim ve'echad, afkan shivim ve'echad. Ay vaha hazada kiksiva b'ktalahu d'ksiva u'ktalah b'yasr mitlasahu. Ay, but wait a second. Where by Zaken Mamre does it use the term hazada? It only uses it in regards to the killing of the Zaken Mamre. It's interesting. The Zaken Mamre needs the Sanhedrin HaGadol to become a Zaken Mamre because that's what he argues with. But to actually carry out his din, the local Sanhedrin carries out his din. The Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel that actually kills him. So you're going to tell me that we learned it from Zaken Mamre. The Zaken Mamre is killed. It only says Hazada by Zaken Mamre by the killing of the Zaken Mamre, which is done in the Beis in Shal Chav Gimel. Ella Amrei Shlakish Gamar Davar Davar Mehemra Aso. It must be a different Gzeira Shavin. Not Hazada Hazada, but Gamar Gamar, but Davar Davar from the Hamra of the Zaken Mamre. Now the Hamra of the Zaken Mamre is Taka in the Sanhedrin Gadol Shoshum Ve'echad. So Frek the Gemara, okay, Vila Hadar Zaken Mamre, Vila Gemara Hazada Hazada, Minavi Sheker. But if you have this connection, Hazada Hazada, from between Zaken Mamre and Navi Sheker, why don't you learn that Zaken Mamre should also be killed by the Sanhedrin Gadol Shoshum Ve'echad from Navi Sheker? If we're going to learn that Navi Sheker is taken care of in the Sanhedrin Gadol Shoshum Ve'echad from the Hamra of the Zaken Mamre through Davar Davar, and then you have another Gzereshav of Hazada Hazada, so you should learn from Navi Sheker to the killing of the Zaken Mamre that he too needs the Sanhedrin Gadol Shoshum Ve'echad. Answers the Gemara, Davar Davar Gamir, Hazada Hazada lo gamir. We had a gzer shava of davar davar. There's no such gzer shava of hazada hazada. What does that mean? Says Rashi, davar davar hach gzer shava de davar davar gamir le hay tana me rabbe. The Tana had a tradition from his rabbi to learn this gzer shava of davar davar. Aval hach da hazada hazada lo gamir le me rabbe. But the Gzer Shava of Hazada Hazada, he never had a tradition from his Rebbe to learn such a Gzer Shava. The Kalvachomer Adam Dunmei Atzmo. A Kalvachomer, a person is allowed to figure out on his own. Kalvachomer is purely logical. So a Kalvachomer, you don't need any tradition from your Rebbe to be done a Kalvachomer. The Ein Adam Dun Gzer Shava Mei Atzmo. But the rule is that Gzer Shava cannot be done on your own. Elim Ken Kibel Merabu Halach L'Moshe Misina. It has to be a tradition from your Rebbe, Halach L'Moshe Misina. This is something that we well know. A gzeirah shava one cannot do on their own. Kalvachomer you can do on their own. The issue is that covers 2 out of the 13. What about the other 11 of the Yud Gimel Nida Shatar and Dresh Ben? Can a person be done them on his own? Are they like a kalvachomer, or do you need to learn them merabe? Now gzeirah shava is perfectly illogical, and Kalvachomer is perfectly logical. Anytime you have a big book, so the word Vayomer is going to come up a lot of times. So you're going to make a gzeirah shava me'atzmo. You can make tons of gzeirah shavas that are going to make absolutely that are totally connected to halacha, because anytime you have a book, a lot of words are going to be repeated. As long as the book is consistent in terms of the language it uses, it doesn't change the language on every page. So of course you're going to have a lot of overlap in terms of the words that are used. So obviously gzeirah shava can't be done me'atzmo. A kalvachomer seems pretty clear that it's the most logical. It's the most today, if someone were to come up with a kalvachomer that no one thought of before, and it's muchrach, and there's no flaw in it, you could create a din d'oraisa today. That's what someone once asked the Chazanish, that Torah is so antiquated, and unlike science, where it's constantly changing and evolving, and we have so much new material to study, and that we're constantly finding new things. Torah is just it's stagnant. Nothing's happening in Torah. So the Chazanish said, no, you have it backwards. The world is the world. When we find new things in science, it was there the whole time. We just weren't smart enough to figure it out before. Torah, we can literally create Yesh Me'ayin. We can literally learn a Kalvachomer. It's going to be a brand new din that never existed before. And we're going to create such a din through our own limud, through our own Kalvachomer. We say a Chiddush, that the Shama Adam Eolam, and it's a Chiddush, and that's our Chelek in Torah. So he says, it's just the opposite. Now, in terms of the other 11 of the Yigam Mishatot and Dresh, then there's a Machlokas Rashi Tosos Masecha Sukkah about what we do about the other 11. Because the other 11 are more logical than Gzeir Shava, less logical than Kalvachomer. So can you be done Me'atzmo, or is there a rule that you're not allowed to be done Me'atzmo? Seems to be Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in Masecha Sukkah. Margolius Yam over here asks a very basic kasha. He says, okay, you can't be done a Gzeir Shava Me'atzmo, you need to have it as a Kabbalah from your Rebbe. Does it matter if it's your Rebbe or somebody else's Rebbe? Let's say there's an Adam Gadol. I was never Zocha to learn by Rav Eliyashiv. If Rav Eliyashiv tells me that he has a Masorah, that there's a certain Gzer Shava, am I allowed to accept that, or do I have to say, no, I have to reject it from So Frekta Magal Yosiyam, why should, if I trust that he's honest and I trust that he has such a Masorah, why can't I trust his Gezerah Shavah? So one Amora says, one Tana says, I don't have such a Gezerah Shavah, but the other Tana does. So why don't you listen to him? He tells you that he has such a Gezerah Shavah, so follow his Gezerah Shavah. Why does it have to be Mirabo and not Mechavero? Why can't you just learn the Gezerah Shavah from him? Abam Kasha. He says it's Muva Me'elav that you can't just make them up. Okay, we understand that. Because, like we said, any book is going to have some repeating words. But to have to get it from your Rebbe Dafka, as opposed to some other honest-to-goodness Talmud Chacham who's telling you the truth about his own Kabbalah, that's very difficult. So the Margolius Hayam writes, to answer this, that there are two types of Gezerah Shavah. There's a Gezerah Shavah that without the Gezerah Shavah, we never would have known the halacha. And obviously a person can't be done a Gezerah Shavah me'atzmo in that case. We need the Gezerah Shavah to teach us the halacha. You need to have a tradition of such a Gezerah Shavah. And the tradition should come from your Rebbe. But if there's a Masorah that someone else has, that's the Gezerah Shavah, that they were done the Gezerah Shavah and they heard it from their Rebbe, so there's no reason not to accept it from your friend. Your friend said it, so probably he knows what he's talking about. His Rebbe knew what he was talking about. But then there's a Gezerah Shavah where one Chacham knows a halacha from Masorah from his Rebbe, and he doesn't have a Makor for the Masorah. He knows that there's a Masorah v'halacha, but he has no Makar for the Masorah. So he makes a Gezerah Shavah to be a Makar. He works out his own Gezerah Shavah in order to figure out what the Makar might be. He says, oh, maybe it's this Gezerah Shavah. He finds two common words, and he makes up such a Gezerah Shavah. Now, he didn't make it up entirely. He was Mekabel Merabo, a halacha, and he just attached a Gezerah Shavah to the halacha that was Mekabel Merabo. So such a Gezerah Shavah person can be dan me atzmo, and if one of the chachamim says that he heard from his Rebbe such a gzera shava, so then his chaver could say to him that maybe his Rebbe had such a drasha on his own, his Rebbe had such a halacha, but he was only dorish it to be mekayim talmudo, he only came up with this gzera shava. The gzera shava is totally inauthentic, and he doesn't want to accept such a gzera shava. Not everyone has to be mekabel such a gzera shava. Now, to say that that's the rule, and the Margolis Yam brings rayos and makoros for such a yesod, but that's very, very difficult to say that every time we say ein adam dan gzera shava me'atzmo, that's not the same, that ein adam dan gzera shava me'atzmo ken kibla me'rabo, and the idea that you could be mekabelit from anybody else are rules that don't work in the same circumstances, that whenever I can be dan gzera shava on my own, I then don't have to be mekabelit from anybody else. Whenever I can't be dan gzera shava on my own, I could be mekabelit from anybody, and if there's a machlokas, I have to be mekabelit from someone else because he's honest. Tremendous chiddush. Tosfos Masechta Shabbos and Daf Tzadi Zayin, Amid Aleph, Dibra Masel Gzera, says in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, a totally different approach. He says, they had a Kabbalah of how many Gzerah Shavas there were in Kol HaTorah Kula. A number. They had a Kabbalah for no more than that. Now, if I accept your Gzerah Shavah, it means I got to get rid of one of mine, because that's going to be one more Gzerah Shavah that goes onto my list in terms of the numbers of my quota of how many Gzerah Shavas there are supposed to be. And that's why when one Chacham says something to shame his Rebbe, the other Chacham don't accept it, because it would mean rethinking and changing and taking out one of the Gzerah Shavas that they had cheshbened out. It's like everyone has their own minion of mitzvos, everyone had their own minion of Gzerah Shavas, and they figured out which ones were the correct Gzerah Shavas. This is against Rashi and Kiddushin. Rashi and Kiddushin on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph says that there was a Masorah from the Rebbeim and from Sinai which words were written for a Gzerah Shavah, just like anything that is learned from one thing from another, they had such a Masorah of which words specifically to be used as a Gzerah Shavah. But fascinating comment of Rashi over here in terms of the mechanics of a Gzerah Shavah. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, V'los Kohen Gadol. We said a Kohen Gadol also needs to be judged in the Sanhedrin HaGadol of Shiva Mechad, on the second wide line of Tezayin Amar Aleph. So says the Gemara, Minahani Mili. How do I know that you need the Sanhedrin HaGadol for the Kohen Gadol? Amar Vad Barav Adam Akra, Kol Hadavar HaGadol Yaviyo Elecha, Dvarav Shel Gadol. That again, same drasha, that any Dvar HaGadol comes to you, comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, or in this case, he represents Sanhedrin HaGadol Shal Shiva Mechad. Dvar HaGadol doesn't only mean big things, it means things involving big people. Meisve davar gadol davar kasha. So it means a difficult matter. Atomer davar kasha in ela davar shel gadol. Does it mean a difficult matter? Does it mean big things, or does it mean davar shel gadol? Anything involving a big person. Kishu omer sa davar hakasha yaviin al Moshe hari davar kasha amur. So when it says a davar akasha, so you see davar akasha is already said. So it says Gemara hu diyamar ki ay tana. So we're assuming like the following tana. The tanya davar gadol dvarav shel gadol. Ata omer dvarav shel gadol aloeinu ela davar akasha. Does it mean davar dvarav shel gadol that involving big people or davar akasha things that are complex? Kishu omer ha davar akasha or davar akasha amur hamani mekayim davar gadol dvarav shel gadol. So we see that davar gadol must refer to things involving big people. Bottom line, that's how we darshan that the issues involving the Kohen Gadol need to go to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, Shoshim Ve'echad. It's based on Dover HaGadol, meaning things involving big people. V'haytan etrei krai lamali, why do I need two psukim? Chad l'tzava bi'alma v'chad l'asiya. One for the general commandment and one for actually doing it. V'idach, and the other time will say, imkein lichtov o gadol gadol. O kasha kasha. Let it say either gadol gadol, or let it say either the word gadol in both places, or let it say the word kasha in both places. My gadol, my kasha. Why does it change the terminology? To meaning what the Gemara asked originally was the Tana that holds that davar gadol does not mean Dvarav shel gadol, it means davar kasha. Why would you need two psukim? So we're saying one is to tell me tzava bi'alma and one nasiya, but it's all about a davar kasha. There's nothing about a dvarav shel gadol. And we're saying the Tana that we accept in our Mishnah, who says it is about a dvarav shel gadol, it is about dinim involving big people. So he'll say the reason that even though both psukim might be needed just for dvarav shel kasha, but which words the psukim chose are an indication that we're learning two separate dinim, that both the davar kasha and davar of shel gadol should be derived, should require Sanhedrin HaGadol. So my gadol, my kasha, shema minotarti, from the fact that it changes the terminology from gadol to kasha, so you see, or from kasha to gadol, you see that both dinim are correct, that both the davar kasha and davar of shel gadol need to be brought to the Sanhedrin HaGadol. By Reb Lazar, shoru shel kohen gadol b'kama. When a shor of a Kohen Gadol kills, so how many people need to be on the Sanhedrin that judges the shor of the Kohen Gadol? Lemisas bailim didei midaminan lei, or dilma lemisas bailim dialma midaminan lei? Do we compare it to the number of dayanim you would need on its own owner's cases, dinin nefashos cases? Or do you compare it to the number of dayanim needed in general on human beings, dinei nefashos cases? Here, this shor happens to be lucky enough to be owned by the Kohen Gadol. So typically, a shor shehemis in needs of Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel. But the Kohen Gadol, any cases of the Kohen Gadol himself, requires Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph of 71. So what do you compare it to? Do you compare it to Sanhedrin to the cases of its own owner, or the cases of owners of Shvarim in general? Amar Abayi mit kamibayi leshara mechal demono pshitale, says, well, from the fact that you're asking the question about the shar, seems like you know what the story is about the money. So says Mar Pshita, yeah, obviously we know what the story is with the money of the Kohen Gadol. Mao detei mahol v'kasav kol davar gadol, kol davar shel gadol, kamash milan. Now, it's not so pashut that the money cases involving Kohen Gadol do not need the Sanhedrin Gadol shel shuv me'echad, because one might have thought that kol davar shel gadol, any matter, no matter even a small claims matter, involving a gadol, involving the Kohen Gadol, is big news. If the Kohen Gadol is in court, it's big news. So one might have thought, if the Kohen Gadol's in court, that requires Sanhedrin Gadol Shoshim Ve'echad. So that's why it has to tell me, no, when it comes to Dine Mamanis, that's not true. When it comes to Dine Mamanis case of the Kohen Gadol, he still would not need to go to the Sanhedrin Gadol Shoshim Ve'echad. When it comes to Dine Nefashos cases of the Kohen Gadol, absolutely, he goes to the Sanhedrin Gadol Shoshim Ve'echad. What about his shor killing? The Gemara never gave an answer. The Gemara never says, shor shel Kohen Gadol, how many people are needed on that Sanhedrin. The Rambam, in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perikei, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam, when he talks about shor killing, doesn't mention the din of Kohen Gadol at all. He doesn't mention Kohen Gadol, he doesn't tell you what the halacha would be by Kohen Gadol. He leaves out this halacha. So Lecha Mishnah in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perkei Halacha Aleph, says the reason the Rambam doesn't mention Shor Niskel Shel Kohen Gadol is because the Rambam already mentioned the din of Kemisas Abayim Kach Misas Hashar, that the Shor has to go through the same level of Sanhedrin that the Bailim goes through. So the Rambam thought it's a Dabar Pasha, that just like you know that we compare a regular Shor to its Bailim, so it must be that we compare a Shor owned by the Kohen Gadol to its Bailim. Lecha Mishnah says it's a Dabar Pasha once you have everything else that the Rambam tells you, that obviously you compare it to its Bailim and it requires Sanhedrin HaGadol Shel Shivim Ve'echad in the Rambam's view. However, that Lecha Mishnah is very difficult to understand, because had the Rambam written the Gemara's Lashon of Kemis HaBailim Kach Misas Hashar, then maybe you could hear it, that Kemis HaBailim Kach Misas Hashar, and the Rambam's assuming you'll figure out, no matter who the Bailim is, follow his rules for the Shar. But the Rambam doesn't write that. In Halacha Beis, the Rambam doesn't write that the klal in that lashon. All he writes is, "Ain done a din of fashos with less than 23 people, bein da adam bein da behema." That's all he says. That when it comes to dinin nefashos of an Adam or of a Behema, you need at least 23 people. For the Lecha Mishnah to say, oh, so any old fool who's reading that will figure out that if the Shor is owned by the Kohen Gadol, you need the Sanhedrin HaGadol Shoshim Ve'echad from that Rambam? No, for anything, you would have made the opposite diuk. You would make the diuk that the Rambam says, Bein Adam, Bein the Shor, that every Adam is different maybe. There are some people that are more chashuv than others, but a Shor is a Shor. And I would have read that Rambam assuming that if anything, if I was going to assume anything, it would have been the opposite. I would have assumed that the Shor Shel Kohen Gadol is Bechav Gimel. Plus, it's hard to say it's so pshita leila Rambam. The Rambam found it so pashut, he didn't even have to mention it. The Gemara didn't find it so pashut. The Gemara didn't come to a conclusion about it. So the Rambam found it so pashut, he didn't even have to mention it. He figured, you know, once you know the rule, Kemis Sabayim Kach Mis Hashar, how could you not say it's Shivim Echad? What are you talking about? The Gemara knew the rule of Kemis Sabayim Kach Mis Hashar, it said it in the Mishnah. And nevertheless, the Gemara didn't know whether Shor Shel Kohen Gadol is b'Shivim Ve'echad. Nod B'Yehuda in Madura Tinyana Chosh Mishra Tzimin Zayin in a Haggah from his son, from the son of Nod B'Yehuda, doesn't understand how the Lecha Mishnah could possibly say that it's a Davar Pashut when it's Nibayi Delov Shita in the Gemara. The Meiri assumes the Davar Pashut against the Rambam. He assumes the Davar Pashut that a Shor is a Shor. A Shor is going to be Chav Gimel if he's owned by me, so a Shor is going to be Chav Gimel if he's owned by a Kohen Gadol. What's the Yisoda Machlokes? What's the issue that the Gemara is struggling with? Whether the Shor of the Kohen Gadol is B'Chav Gimel or B'Ayin Aleph? So the Yisoda Machlokes might be whether we view a dinin nefashos case of a shor ki'ilu it's a dinin nefashos, meaning ki'ilu, whether we view a din of a shor niskal like it's dinin nefashos of the shor, in which case the shor is a shor, so it's going to be chav gimel, it's never going to be 71, every shor is the same. Or do you say, no, we view it as if it's a dinin nefashos case of its bailim. So if you view it as a dinin nefashos case of its bailim, and it's just we happen, the bailim is lucky, we kill the shor instead of it, but it's really a dinin nefashos on the bailim, so then it's going to make a difference who the bailim is. So that seems to be the yisod hamachlokas. What the nafkamina would be, Minchas Chinuch discusses a mitzvah nun beis, quotes machlokas between the Bach and the Chacham Tzvi, what if you have a shor of a ben Noach? So ben Noach, all you need is one dayan to kill a ben Noach who violates something. So you have a shor of a ben Noach. Is it one now? So again, it's totally in the same chakira. If you view it as a dinin nefashos of the shor, so maybe you would need chav gimel, because every shor is the same, whether it's owned by a goy, whether it's owned by the Kohen Gadol. But if you view it as a dinin nefashos case of its bailim, then for ben Noach, you'd only need one. You wouldn't need 23 dayanim. So that's the nafkamina. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Ein motzin, minayin emili. Amar Rabbi Vod, Amar Krav, l'fnei Elazar HaKohen ya'amod. So what are we talking about? Ein motzin. So this is talking about going out to Melchama. Right? The Mishnah went on to say that Ein motzin l'melchamas harashus. One only goes out to Melchamas HaRashus when after consulting with the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Says Gemara, Minani Mili, how do I know that that's true? Amar Rav Yavo, Damar Krav, L'fnei Elazar HaKohen Ya'amod. And then it goes on, the Pasuk goes on, the Gemara skips a few words in the Darshan of the Pasuk. Who, then it goes on to say the word who, Zem Melech, that's a reference to the king. The Kol B'nei Yisrael Ito, Zem Meshoach Melchama. Kol B'nei Yisrael Ito refers to the Meshoach Melchama, he's also involved. And the Kol Ha'eda, Zeh Sanhedrin. Kol Ha'eda refers to the Sanhedrin. All need to be involved in the decision to go out to Melchamas HaRashus. V'dilmav Sanhedri hu dekarmelu hurachmana to the shaila burim v'tumim. But frak the Gemara, how do you know that it's a mitzvah for everybody to go ask the Urim V'tumim? Maybe it's the Sanhedrin doesn't make their own decision. It's the Sanhedrin themselves who have the mitzvah to go ask the Urim V'tumim, and that will determine their decision. It's not that we have to get approval from separate groups, and one of them is the Urim V'tumim, and another separate one is the Sanhedrin. Very famous Gemara. The Gemara appears in Maseches Brachos as well. David HaMelech had a harp hanging over his bed. That was his alarm clock. It was a rudimentary alarm clock, or sophisticated, depending on your point of view. Kivan shegiya chatzos laila, once midnight would come, ruach tzvonis min hasheves bo, the northern wind would blow on the harp, vayu minagin me'elav, and it would play its own music. Miyad hoya David omid vosik b'torah. So David woke up to music, and he would, that's the Gemara in Gittin talks about, that only a melech, after the Churban Abayis, David was before the Beis Hamikdash was built, but after the Churban Abayis, the Gemara talks about that we're not allowed to listen to music anymore. So the Rishonim have such a lashon that what is it referring to? It's referring to the way kings wake up to music. So David HaMelech, that's what a king does. Here's a makor that a king wakes up to music, that he wakes up to the sounds of music playing on his harp. So he would get up, but when did he wake up? At Chatzos HaLaila he woke up. That's the context of the Gemara in Brachos, that David was saying that I wake up, I'm so different than a normal king, I wake up so much earlier. They wake up, you know, late into the day. We talk about Zman Kriya Shema, when the B'nai Melachim wake up. And the Sov Zman Kriya Shema is when the B'nai Melachim wake up, right? That's Uvukumecha, it goes by the B'nai Melachim, according to one Shita. So over here as well, David says, look at me, I wake up earlier than everybody else. He wakes up at Chatzos HaLaila, and he sits and he's Osik Petora Ad Sha'al Amud HaShachar, until Amud HaShachar. Probably the only time he had to learn in peace and quiet, otherwise they were always bothering him. Kivan Sha'al Amud HaShachar, once Amud HaShachar came, Nichnusu Chachme Yisrael Atzlo, the Chachme Yisrael would come to him, Amru Lo, Adonenu HaMelech, Chamcha Yisrael Tzvichon LaParnasa. They would say, your nation requires Parnasa. Amru Lehen, L'chuvis Parnasu Zemizeh. So he'd always say, first option, let them help each other out. You know, if they need parnasa, so good. That's why we're generous people. We're giving people. So let them give tzedakah to each other. Amrulo, eina kometz masbi asari. They said, sorry, the kemitza is a small measurement, is not enough to satisfy the lion. Meaning, we don't have enough to give to each other to satisfy each other. Ve'ein habor mismali mechulyaso. A bor cannot be filled from its own dirt. Amar lahem lechu pishtu yideichem begedud. So he said, okay, so you're going to have to go out to war and take spoils to spoil other places in order to have enough money to support Klal Yisrael. It's unclear at which point in the story we go from David's daily schedule to a once-in-a-while event. I mean, every single day they would come into him and they would say, we need parnasa, and he'd go through the same thing. Oh, let them be misparnis from each other. No, it's not going to work. Okay, fight another war today. Every single day. It's hard to imagine. Now, the Kinur L'malam Mimitaso and the Talmud Torah from until Amud HaShachar, Mistama, that was his daily schedule. But then it sort of switches without telling us, it seems like. So anyway, Miyad Yotzin B'Achitofel, they would take Eitzah from Achitofel, V'Nimlachin B'Sanhedrin, and they would ask the Sanhedrin, V'Shol and Burim V'Tumim, and they would ask the Urim V'Tumim. And if they got approval from all three places, they would go out to Melchemes HaRashos. Amar Rav Yosef Maitra, what's the pasuk that tells me that they would ask all these different people in order to, all these different groups, in order to go out to Melchemes HaRashos? Pasuk says, V'achrei Achitofel ben Yoyada, V'vyasar v'sar tzvel l'melech Moav. So what do we darshin? Achitofel Zei Yoetz. Achitofel is the advisor. And Achitofel is the one who gave brilliant advice. And if Achitofel gave you advice, you knew you had to follow it. V'cheinu Omer v'atzas Achitofel asher yo'atz. Achitofel is known as a very brilliant advisor. That's when Achitofel joined on Avshalom's side, so David would daven, not that Achitofel would come back to his side or anything like that, or that Achitofel would give bad advice. That was something that was never going to happen. What would David daven? That Avshalom would not follow Achitofel's advice, because he knew whatever Achitofel's advice is, it's going to be good. Achitofel had this sixth sense for giving good advice. And David knew that if Avshalom follows his advice, David's finished. So David would daven, let Achitofel not follow, let Avshalom not follow Achitofel's advice. And what happens when Achitofel advises attack now, and other advisors tell Avshalom, no, wait for reinforcements, and you know those advisors were David's spies, telling him, wait for reinforcements, give it some time, whatever. So Achitofel kills himself, because Achitofel knows, once he's not following my advice, then forget it, then he's going to lose, and then I'm Mori B'Malchus, then I'm really in trouble. So Achitofel kills himself when he finds out that that they're not following his advice. Achitofel was a brilliant advisor. Ubunayo ben Yoyada zu Sanhedrin. Ubunayo ben Yoyada, that's a reference to the Sanhedrin. Now, the Tshuvas HaRashba asks, just going back on Achitofel, Tshuvas HaRashba, Simon Memches, asks, why do you need to bring a pasuk to that Achitofel was a yoetz, that he was a good advisor? You see that he's a yoetz. You see, just read the pasuk in general. The whole story is that he's a yoetz. That's what he did. So the Gemara's Chiddush, though, is, no, even when they asked the Urim B'tumim, they still first, before they went to ask the Urim B'tumim, they had to take Eitzah. Urim B'tumim is not something you go to right away. First, you take Eitzah from human means, and if we find that it's good strategy to go, then we can go ask the Urim V'Tumim. You don't go straight to the top. You don't go straight to the Urim V'Tumim. So that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Even when they had access to the Urim V'Tumim, still they ask Achitofel first. Right? It doesn't have to bring a makor that Achitofel was a good advisor. If you learn Navi, you know Achitofel was a good advisor. It's bringing a makor that they would ask Achitofel, even though they had the Urim V'Tumim to ask, and they were going to ask the Urim V'Tumim also. So anyway, Ubinayo ben Yoyada zu Sanhedrin. Ubinayo ben Yoyada represents the Sanhedrin. Evyasar el Urim V'Tumim. And Evyasar is the Urim V'Tumim. V'chenu Omer, Ubinayo ben Yoyada ala Kresi v'al HaPlesi. V'lamar nikra Shman Kresi HaPlesi. Why are the Sanhedrin called the Kresi HaPlesi? Kresi Shakorsin Devrayen. They're called Kresi because they cut their words, meaning they're absolutely trustworthy. Uplesi Shemuflan B'Maseyen. And Plesi because they do unbelievable things. Va'achar kach sar tzva l'melech Yoav. And then they would go consult the general. Amar Avisa B'reid Ravad, Devar Mila Amar Avisa Bar Avdimi. Maikra, Ura Kavodi Ura Hanavel V'kinar Ayira Shachar. What's the pasuk that teaches me what? That the beginning of the story, that David had a kinar, that David had a harp hanging on top of his bed, so that's from the fact that he says that he woke up early. The pasuk says that he was woken up by a kinar, he was woken up by a harp at a very early hour. That's the pasuk doesn't tell us everything else, but it just tells us that idea, that David was woken up at a very early time. Why do we quote this whole story again? We quoted the whole story to tell us what it takes to go out to Melchemes HaRashus. Derech Agav, we happen to mention David's schedule. Now, Bepashtus, what about Melchemes Bezman Hazeh, when Eretz Yisrael, to defend Eretz Yisrael, they fight in Melchemes. Is that Melchemes Mitzvah, or is that Melchemes Rashus? Rav Shachter always say, Bepashtus, the definition of Melchemes Rashus is, what does Rashus mean? Rashus means you seek permission from a body, from the Sanhedrin, from... So we don't have a Sanhedrin, Mela, we don't have Melchemes Rishus. So any, and Chassam Sofer writes like this in Tshuva, any Melchemes, the son of Melchemes Rishus, is a Melchemes Mitzvah. So for instance, if a country defends itself, let's say, forget Eretz Yisrael, there are two countries and someone attacks Washington or something, and the United States has to defend itself, so that would be a Melchemes Mitzvah. That would have the status, when you're defending yourself, would have the status of a Melchemes Mitzvah. So even though Rashi on the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph says that the only time we ever have such a thing as Melchemes Mitzvah is Melchemes Yehoshua, no, what does Rashi mean by that? That by the Melchemes Yehoshua, they didn't have to ask the Sanhedrin what to do, because they understood that the entire tafkid of everything they were doing, going through the midbar, was to lead up to that Melchama in Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to other Melchamas Mitzvah, you need to first discuss with the Sanhedrin to know that if this is the best time to do the Melchamas Mitzvah, right? But anyway, but that's typically the case. But if you know that you have to fight because they're attacking you, so that too would have a status of a Melchamas Mitzvah. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Sei Kuf Tzadi Aleph, writes that one of the distinctions between Melchamas Mitzvah and Melchamas Rishus is that by a Melchamas Mitzvah, you don't need a Kohen Meshuach Melchama, because everyone goes out to war. And the whole point of the Kohen Meshuach Melchama is to tell people, look, if you got married recently, go home. If you planted a vineyard recently, go home. Well, you don't need that by a Melchemes Mitzvah, because afilu kala mechupasa. Everyone goes out to fight a Melchemes Mitzvah. So the Rambam says, you don't need a Meshuach Melchama for Melchemes Mitzvah, only for Melchemes Rishus. The Ravid disagrees. He says, no, the Meshuach Melchama serves the role of telling certain people to go home, but he also serves the role of rallying the troops, getting people all riled up, and giving them confidence, and telling them, just psych up speech. So for that you need for a Melchamas Mitzvah also. So it's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether you need a Kohen Mishloach Melchama for a Melchamas Mitzvah or not. Because the Halach of Afilu Kala Mechupasa, that's one of the sources Minchas Chinuch uses to ask on the Sefer HaChinuch when it comes to Inyana Diyoma. We just spoke about, we just read Parsha Zachar yesterday. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that Nashim are Peturos from Zechiras HaMalek because they're Peturos from Melchamas HaMalek. They're not B'nai Melchama, so if they don't have to fight the war, they don't have to do Zechiras HaMalek. So the Minchas Chinuch asks several kashas on that Sefer HaChinuch. One of the kashas is, what are you talking about? The fight with HaMalek is a Melchamas Mitzvah. Afilu Kala Mechupasa goes to Melchamas Mitzvah. So how can you say that she's Peturos, that women are Peturos from Melchamas Mitzvah, from the Melchamah with Amalek? They're absolutely not. They're Chayavos in the Melchamah with Amalek. They're Chayavos in the Melchamas Mitzvah. They're only Peturos from a Melchamas Harishos. Okay, let's try to get a little weiter. Ve'im Mosifan Ali Ir. We can only add on to the Ir Vazaros with the Sanhedrin Gadol Minani Mili. Amrav Sim Barchia Amar Kra B'chol Asher Nimara Oscha Es Tavnas HaMishkan V'chein Tasu L'Doros HaBa'in Masiv Rava Kol HaKelim All the Kelim Moshe Rabbeinu made became holy through the Meshicha with the Shemina Mishcha. Mikan ve'elach avodasan mechanachtan. After that time, then the avoda was mechanich them. It was actually using them that gave them kedusha. It wasn't any procedure done in advance of their usage. When you use them, that's what gave them kedusha. Va'amai name of v'chein tasa l'doros haba'in. So why did it say v'chein tasa l'doros haba'in? That implies that it's the same thing. So shayni hasam damakra ve'im shechem ve'kadesh osam. Osam v'mashicha v'lo l'doros v'mashicha. No, we have a special drasha that even though the pasuk says you should do the same thing in future generations, we have a special drasha that the only ones that kept Meshicha are the originals, not the later generations. But how do I know that? Maybe it means that the original ones had to have Meshicha. Later generations, when you make other Kelim, they could either be Mekudash through Meshicha or through Avodah. It's options. Amrav Papa Amarkra Asher Yusharsu Bamakodesh Hakasuv Talin Bashirus. The pasuk specifically relates their kedusha to their usage. Ella Osam Lamali. So then, what do I do with the drasha of Osam that it's Dafka Osam b'Meshicha v'lo l'doros? Why do I need that drasha? Ilav Osam have a meaning l'doros b'Meshicha uba avoda. Had it not been for the word Osam, I would have thought that future generations require both Meshicha and avoda to be mekadesh the Kalim. Daksiv v'chein tasu pasav rachmana osam b'mashicha v'lo l'doros b'mashicha. That's why it says osam, to tell me that it's only they, that first generation required mashicha, later generations do not require mashicha. Ve'inos in Sanhedrinos, we also don't appoint Sanhedrinos of Chav Gimel without the Sanhedrin Gadol Shem Ve'echad. Minalan, how do we know that that's true? Kedash kam b'moshe duki Sanhedrinos and Moshe makam shivim v'chad chai. We find it by Moshe Rabbeinu that he established Sanhedrinos and Moshe was in b'makam the Beis Nagadol Shem Ve'echad. Some Sofer says, you see from here, that even after the Batei Din system was put into place, Moshe still had a status of the Sanhedrin Gadol Shel Shem Ve'echad. Tanu Rabbanu Minayin Shema Amidu Shoftim LiYisrael. How do I know that we appoint Shoftim for Klal Yisrael? Tam Lomar Shoftim Titein Shotrim LiYisrael. Minayin, how do I know that there are Shotrim LiYisrael? Tam Lomar Shotrim Titein. It says Shotrim. Shoftim L'Kol Shevet V'Shevet Minayin. How do I know that we appoint Shoftim for every Shevet? Tam Lomar Shoftim L'Shvatecha. Shotrim L'Kol Shevet V'Shevet Minayin. How do I know we appoint Shotrim for each and every Shevet? Tamalomer Shotrim L'Shvatecha. Shoftim L'Kol Yir V'Yir Minayin. How do I know we appoint Shoftim for every city? Tamalomer Shoftim L'Sharecha. Shotrim L'Kol Yir V'Yir Minayin. How do I know we appoint Shotrim for every city? Tamalomer Shotrim L'Sharecha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Echad Memuna Al Kulan Shemar Titen L'cha. That there's one guy that's in charge of everybody. Because it says Titen Lecha. Rav Shimon Liolam L'Shvatecha V'Shavtu Mitzvah B'Shevet Ladu Neshivto. There's a mitzvah for a Shevet to be done its own Shevet. That it shouldn't go over Shevet lines from one Shevet to another Shevet. Within each Shevet they have to be done themselves. They have to take care of themselves. Okay, we have some catching up to do. Tomorrow's a long day. Okay. Freilichim Purim, everybody.